Today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled The Status Quo, Chapter Number 10, entitled Divisions of the Creation, Text Number 13. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Translation. Now I shall describe the descendants of the Manus, the Creator, Brahma, as the incarnation of the passion mode of the personality of Godhead, creates the universal affairs with unfailing desires in every millennium by the force of the Lord's energy. Purport. The cosmic manifestation is an expansion of one of the many energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Creator and the Created are both emanations of the same Supreme Truth. As stated in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Janmadya Asya Yataha. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Divisions of the Creation. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from 3rd canto, in which there is an elaborate discussion of creation. So when we say creation, it means we invent something or we transform some ingredients and make something. Only Supreme Personality of Godhead can actually create the elements, the basic elements. That's why we hear about two types of creations. In previous classes, by His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, we were hearing about, I think yesterday it was Prakrita and Vaikrita, or Sarga and Visarga. So the elements are created by Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one else can create them. So that's called Sarga, the primary creation. And then Brahma is just like a secondary creator. So he doesn't actually create the elements themselves, but he transforms them. He rearranges them. In one sense, he is like an engineer. So engineers take different elements and they construct very amazing things. One time I visited RMIT University. So there's a manufacturing division. And these days they have like 3D photocopying. So a machine which can create 3D models. Very amazingly, very amazing structures. So this drive to create is there within living entities. So they try to create different things. The difference between Brahma's creation and creation by modern atheistic scientists is different in the one sense, because Brahma is creating or transforming different elements under the order of Supreme Lord. But most of the modern day scientists, they are creating so many different things, technology, but they are doing it whimsically. There is no order given by any higher authority. They just have this drive to create, which is natural, as shown by Brahma, it's there. But Brahma prayed to the Lord for his mercy so that he doesn't become proud by creating different things, different living entities, different planetary systems. And he did that by instruction of the Lord. So this is the basic difference. So there is no harm in creating something, but it should be under some authority. And then it's very nice. Otherwise, if you create different things, you'll become proud and you don't know how to use those creations. So that's one very important thing here discussed in this canto. We see Lord Brahma prays to Lord even before creation. Because pride is the thing which comes before fall. If we see that, why are we here in this material world? Because we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. And we developed hatred for him. Icha dvesh samuttena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. In 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita it is said. So icha and dvesh, you want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And because Krishna has everything, he is enjoying. So we develop a hatred in one sense. This envy is there. And we can only try to be the main enjoyer, main creator, main controller in this material world. We can just try to be. We can think. It's a mental feeling that I am controlling something. Actually, you are not controlling anything. Even if a person, materialistic person, he has his house, he has his family, he has his car, he has his job. So he thinks he is the controller of his surroundings. But actually he is not the controller. Because real controller means that everything moves according to him. But that's not the case with anyone. Because there are other factors. Because we are associating with other living entities and they are also thinking the same thing. So just imagine in a house, there's the man, there's the woman, and there are kids. Everyone is thinking, I am the center and I am the controller. So husband thinks, I am earning, I am bringing in the income. And these days, of course, the woman has also, she has to work as well. She's thinking, I am controlling this whole house. Kids think they are the center. If you see, usually in a family, kids are the center of attraction. Everything revolves around them. In respects of size, they are very small. But the whole house, all activities of all the members, parents, grandparents, other relatives, just surrounded around that small little kid. So who is the creator? Is he being created by the parents recently, or is he creating now? He's the controller of different things, he or she. So that's a false conception in this material world. That's why we read Srimad Bhagavatam again and again and bang our heads against this difficult philosophy of creation so that we get purified. Because again and again we hear about creation and doesn't make sense. Many things, they don't make sense. It's so difficult to understand. But we get purified. Why we hear these inconceivable descriptions of creation? Because we can understand that we are nothing as compared to Lord. He can do such amazing things just by willing. And by willing we can't do anything. We have to do so many activities and then also we can't achieve anything substantial. Only if we understand that we are related to Supreme Lord Krishna, then we become very powerful. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, it is described that a small, tiny soul, it is infinitesimal. So the word, English word, infinite means it's so large that there is no limit to it. So that's Supreme Lord, Supreme Soul. And the opposite of that word is infinitesimal. So infinitesimal means it's so small that you can't imagine. You can't see it with a microscope or any other material equipment. What is the size of the soul? 1/10,000th the tip of the hair. If you take the tip of the hair and cut it into 100 parts, it's just to say that you cannot conceive how small it is. So what is the tip of the hair? You can't even see that. What to speak of 100th part of that? And what to speak of, again, you cut that 100th part into 100. So that's the size of the soul. It's just mentioned in the scriptures because so that we can understand that it's so small. Yet, Prabhupada describes, this tiny soul is so powerful that it produces consciousness within even a small microbe. There are millions and billions of microbes even within 1 inch of the space. And that small soul also pervades the consciousness pervades throughout the entire big banyan tree or a big elephant or a big whale. There's one tiny soul which is producing consciousness throughout that big body, and that's present in the small body as well. So how powerful that is. So the real power is exhibited only when that tiny little soul connects by the yoga system, especially bhakti yoga system, to the supreme soul or the source of that tiny soul. So then it has a lot of energy. So just see, this tiny soul is within the body of Brahma. So here it says, the creator Brahma as the incarnation of the passion mode of the supreme personality of Godhead. So what this living entity is doing is just recognizing that I am part of supreme and now I would act on his behalf. So just by doing that, just see what happens. How much powerful that soul is, that it's able to create the whole universe, different planetary systems, different living entities. We'll see in future chapters. In this chapter also we saw so many different animals and demigods, and they are created by Brahma. Just because Brahma understands, he takes this order from the Supreme Lord and then he fulfills his own desire, which is in line with Supreme's desire. So that's just this small recognition. That's important. That's why we are reminded again and again, Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nityadas, Krishnasya Tatastha Shakti Veda Ved Prakash, that we are Krishna's marginal potency. We are tiny part of Krishna and we are Krishna's servant. So in each activity we have to remind ourselves daily, every hour, every minute, we have to remind ourselves, why am I doing this? What am I doing? Who am I? So these are the questions we have to remind daily. And then by practice, by continuous practice, we naturally become servant of Krishna. We naturally bring out our serving capacity towards Krishna. Just as in last so many innumerable lives, we are accustomed to serve Maya, right? Just by practice, I'll serve Maya, I'll serve in different ways. So that seems to be natural now. So same way, if we try to practice Vedhi Sadhana Bhakti under force, no, you are servant of Krishna. If by force, just by as a duty, if we do it, then our natural spontaneous love for Krishna will come out. By hearing and chanting, these are the main processes. If we don't feel like hearing, we should hear it still, as a matter of duty. Just as theoretically we should understand that this is good for me. We should have some faith in this scripture. And then when we do it again and again and again and again, day after day, year after year, then Lord opens everything up. That's His mercy. So Lord is called Swatantra. He is fully independent. No one can force Him to do anything. But we can attract His mercy by being sincere, and we should keep on serving Him. We should have this attitude that doesn't matter if Lord is merciful to me in this life, next life, or maybe after 1 million lifetimes. I'll just keep serving. And still it's not suffering. Even if Lord doesn't reveal anything, it's still not a suffering, you know. You chant, dance and have prasad and hear some philosophy, even if we may not like it. It's still not so bad, even if He doesn't reveal Himself for 1 million lifetimes. But that doesn't usually happen. Lord is very merciful. Prabhupada has given this guarantee. You just follow 4 regulative principles, chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you will go back to Godhead after this lifetime, one lifetime. So that's Prabhupada is giving this guarantee. So we just have to do it sincerely. So devotees like Prabhupada, how come they have this confidence? They have this confidence because Lord has revealed things to them. They are called Tattvadarshi. So if we approach such personalities, then by their mercy, Lord will also show us the mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came actually to deliver all the fallen souls in this Kali Yuga especially. Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan nasti hyeko mahan guna. It's an ocean of faults. You don't have to look for faults. Just by nature in Kali Yuga, everything, anything you can think of, it's faulty. Anything. If it's not associated with hearing and chanting of Krishna, you just pick one thing, it is faulty. Anything. Any creation, any technology, anything at all. If it's not related to Krishna, it's faulty. But just by chanting the glories of Lord and hearing about Him, we can get this liberation. Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. So that's the good thing. So Mahaprabhu came in this age to specially give this highest realization of Vraja Bhakti, and that too even the Madhurya Ras, the topmost. He was ready to give that topmost thing to the lowest person in Kali Yuga. So that's the mercy of Lord. So it's hard to believe this mercy. And there are examples given in Chaitanya Leela that even great devotees found it little hard to believe in Lord's mercy. So it is said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3 types of manifestations. One was His direct audience. People would see Him directly, His darshan, pratyaksha darshan. And then just by seeing His effulgence, His activities, and just by hearing His mad chanting, people would get love of Godhead. So that's one manifestation of Lord Chaitanya, how He used to spread love of Godhead. Another way how Lord Chaitanya manifested was in Avesh form. So He would bestow particular energy to a particular devotee, His own spiritual energy to a particular devotee, and such a devotee would become mad in love of Godhead. And whoever would see Him or come in touch with Him, they will get love of Godhead. So one time, Lord manifested His energy, this manifestation, in a devotee whose name was Nakula Brahmachari. And then he became mad. He would show all the Ashta Sattvika Vikars, all the ecstatic symptoms in his body. He would roll on ground, he was with tears, and his hair would stand on end, and he would chant and cry loudly. And whoever would see him would also become ecstatic. So many people from so many different villages would go to see him, because he was he had that potency of the Lord. So one time, Shivanand Sen, he was doubtful. He thought, has Mahaprabhu actually, you know, given him empowerment or not? So he was a little doubtful in his mind. So he said, okay, I want to test it. So he went there, where in the village where Nakula Brahmachari was there. And there were so many people. So many people were coming from different villages. So many people were going. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Just to see him and get his association. So in that big crowd, Shivanand Sen just stood somewhere. And he thought, I'll believe that Mahaprabhu has actually entered his body in his Avesh manifestation only if Nakula Brahmachari would know by his potency that I am here, and he would call for me and he would tell me what is the mantra, what is the secret mantra that I chant every day, the four syllable mantra that I chant. So he was thinking like that. He wanted to test whether Lord has bestowed his mercy on Nakula Brahmachari or not. So this pastime is very important for us to understand, because we have this, because our faith depends on it. We are mostly, all of us, some are advanced devotees here, but for beginner devotees, we want to see that is there at least one pure devotee living, or few. And when we see that, oh, Krishna is giving them mercy, so our faith increases. So this process works. Basically, we want to see if this process works or not. Sometimes it's hard to see how this process is working on ourselves, because we know that example, that when you are on the plane and the plane is going from, say, Melbourne to Singapore. So when you're sitting in the plane, you're sleeping, is not much activity. So it's hard to understand that we are making any progress. We are going somewhere. But if you see from external, the plane is moving so fast. And it's so high up in the air, it's moving so fast, going towards the destination. So same way, a sincere devotee, even if he or she is in a neophyte stage, he or she is moving actually very fast towards Krishna. But sometimes it's hard to see ourselves, how fast we are going. But when we see some advanced devotee, how they act, how they are not affected by different material temptations, different urges of the body and the mind, then we become very faithful and we perform our service very nicely. That's why it's important to take association of advanced devotees, especially. Rupa Goswami says that as well. We should take association of those who are very advanced. We should serve them very nicely. Of course, we serve everyone, but particularly we should seek association and service of advanced devotees. Because in their association, we will be able to see how Krishna is merciful on them. And that increases our faith, and that will increase the quality of our service to Krishna. So, now Shivanand Sen was thinking in that way. And then Nakula Brahmachari was dancing, chanting in one place. So he sent two or three people that go, there's Shivanand Sen standing somewhere, call him. So these people started running. There were so many thousands of people around and they were shouting, where is Shivanand Sen? Nakula Brahmachari is calling you. So he heard. So that gave him little faith. Oh, so he knows I am here. So then he called him, and Nakula Brahmachari said, don't doubt that Mahaprabhu has given me mercy. Don't doubt it. And then he told him his mantra as well, this four-letter mantra. I think it was Gauranga. So G-Gauranga. So four syllable. And there Prabhupada mentions that actually this mantra, four syllable mantra, is not different than Radha Krishna. So Radha Krishna and Gauranga and Radha Krishna is not different. It's the same mantra. So then After hearing this from Nakula Brahmachari, he understood that yes, Mahaprabhu has bestowed his mercy on this devotee. So that's the second type of manifestation of Lord. So first was, he can directly give darshan and purify someone. Second, he would empower a devotee, and whoever will come in touch with that devotee will become ecstatic. And third manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his avirbhav manifestation. That was a special manifestation of Mahaprabhu, which was actually, it's mentioned, it was present in four places, always. Eternally, Mahaprabhu was present in four places. Physically, he may be in Jagannath Puri or somewhere else in Vrindavan. But he was always present in the house of Shachi Devi. He was always present wherever Lord Nityananda would dance and chant. He was always present in Srivas Pandit's house, where ecstatic chanting and dancing used to take place. And he was always present in Raghav Pandit's house, in his avirbhav manifestation. So they could feel it, that Lord is present. Because they had so much love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord was pulled. So he couldn't leave those places. So every day Sachi Mata would cook for Nimai, and she would put a plate and Lord would personally eat it. So she couldn't see, but she would understand that Nimai is present here. So it's a special manifestation. But then she would think, it's a dream. But every day this used to happen. So later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Mukunda to Bengal from Puri to take care of Mother Sachi and tell her that yes, it's me who comes and eats, you know, so just to give her, she knew that actually it is, he comes and eats everything. So that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestations. So any pure devotee who follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, Krishna's instructions properly, Lord bestows his mercy. And if we serve such a devotee, then by his mercy we get Krishna's mercy. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya updekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. So such devotees who have seen the truth, they have seen Krishna. Such devotees see Krishna face to face, they can talk to Krishna. Then they can also help us to achieve that stage. We can't demand from such great devotees that, yes, you are so advanced, but you are so selfish, you are not revealing the secrets to me. You know so many things, but you are not telling anything to me. No, the qualification is given by Krishna himself. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So you approach submissively. Three things are there. Approach submissively, inquire submissively, and render service. So without service, nothing will be revealed. In any company as well, if you work, if you are not submissive, if you are a student, if you are not submissive to the teacher, if you are a worker, if you are not submissive to the boss, so then you can't make much progress. It's very hard.
You get sacked.
You are sacked. Yes. I have that experience a couple of times. Yes. So if a student is asking questions very challengingly, then teacher is not inclined to give more information. But if there is a submissive student, so teacher helps, okay, yes, he or she may give, some clues for the assignments, may help, extra help for exams, may give even some questions for the exams. Prabhu is a teacher, you know these things. So these are the things. You have to be submissive. Same if you are working, if you are submissive to the boss, you'll be easily promoted to the next level. Your salary will be increased. So even on material platform, these things work. So what to speak of spiritual platform? Krishna says directly, Tad Viddhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevya. And that's the mode of Brahma. So he approached Lord very submissively. He tried on his own, as we know in the beginning of creation, he tried to figure out on his own, where I am, who am I, what should I do. So he tried on his own, he went down the stem, he was unsuccessful, couldn't find anything, came up again, and then submissively did meditation, and then Lord revealed to him that, okay, you create. And then here we saw in third canto that Brahma prayed to Lord that I'm going to create, but please bless me so that I don't become puffed up. And then Lord said, don't worry, pride will not attack you. So that's the process. It's been given, we have to be submissive. But the thing is, it's very hard to be submissive and humble. We may act externally, and I was talking to someone, we were discussing that actually people who are born in India, it's little easy to externally show humility. You know, they'll say, externally we can be, I was born in India, externally we can be very humble. Oh yes, yes. But to be humble from the heart, that's very difficult. And for people who are born in the West, usually externally they are very proud as well. So for everyone it's very difficult to actually become humble. But at least we should externally become humble. At least. Because as we heard that, fake it till you make it. So at least externally we should become humble. We shouldn't say, internally, not, I'm not humble, so why should I be duplicious? You know? No, but at least externally, yes, Prabhu, please come from this way. Oh, this is for you. And externally, whatever. So we have to work internally as well, but at least start from external. Same with anything, like, for example, the regulative principle of illicit connection with opposite gender. So now thoughts go on in the mind. That's internal thing that we have to work for many, 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 many years or maybe lifetimes. But at least externally, when we stop our illicit relations, then there's some hope. You know, so it's not, we shouldn't minimize the value of externals. Externals are very important as well. That's why when a devotee vows in front of his spiritual master that I'll follow four regulative principles. Meat eating, easy, you know, because if you eat prasad, you just develop such a distaste for non-vegetarian foodstuff. Even the onion, garlic, when you smell that, it's horrible. That's very easy. That's the first thing. Then intoxication, gambling, easily you can do. But this fourth principle, it's very hard. But externally, if we can do it, then we are eligible to take initiation. But what to speak of internally? That goes on and on. We are trying to enjoy in illegal way, internally. So that takes time, but we should work on it every day, every month. We should improve. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He was very strict, especially for those who are in renounced order. For those who are in Grihastha ashram, they are also Grihastha brahmacharis. Everyone has to follow principles. It's not easy for anyone. It's not easy for anyone in material world. So, especially for people who are in renounced order, Mahaprabhu was extremely strict. Even small deviation, he would not tolerate. He was like thunderbolt. So, yes, we should try to follow as much as possible and try to become humble externally. And when we approach these advanced devotees and serve them, then Lord will be merciful on us. And he would reveal how you can serve me properly. That's what Lord will reveal. So I would like to end here and ask if you have any questions on or comments on what we discussed. Yes, Prabhu. I don't think so. Is it today? It's not on the calendar. Is it? Oh, Shamanan Prabhu. Okay. It's not on the small calendar. Maybe it's on the bigger one. Because I wrote the verse, I thought I'd write whatever important appearance, disappearance, I couldn't find it. Okay, so Shamanan Prabhu's appearance. Disappearance. I didn't get a chance to prepare, but Shamanan Prabhu, was he one of the disciples of Jiva Goswami?
No.
Okay. Shiksha disciple, yes, yeah. So he was one of those three people.
Shiksha from Hridaya.
Okay. So he was one of the Shiksha disciples of Jiva Goswami who trained these three people, Shamanan Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. So they, Jiva Goswami taught them and they were actually the first, they formed first Sankirtan party. They had all the Bhakti Shastras, they took all the Bhakti Shastras and traveled. They were traveling towards Bengal to distribute them. And someone sent an email also, I think last year, which had the score, their score also, Sankirtan score, how many books they distributed, these many Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhus and like that. So yes, as I was saying, Shamanan Pandit is another such Vaishnava who we can approach and ask for his blessing, especially today because it's his disappearance day. And Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was mentioning that how Lord's mercy is always present, but on certain days it's present more. Like Lord is present everywhere, but he's present in a special form in the dhams. So that's the place. And then he was saying, according to his presence more on at a certain time, like his appearance day, Janmashtami, or say Ekadashi, these special days. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. So these dates which are associated with Lord are very special. And similarly, days associated with pure devotees of Lord are also very special. So, Shamanan Pandit's mercy is available anytime, but today is available more, like that. So, as we don't have time and I don't have knowledge about him as well, so I think that's enough for today. Oh yes, he entered into the pastime and he found. So yeah, that proves that for such devotees, pastimes of Krishna are not only like a story. They are actually acting. So they are acting on two levels. They act in this world, they follow the regulative principles. But on another level, they are actually fully participating in the spiritual world. And that pastime of Ankle Bell proves that. He entered into the spiritual pastime and actually manifested that. Was it a ring or ankle bell?
Ankle bell.
Ankle bell, yeah. So he manifested that within this world from the spiritual realm. Any other questions or comments? Yes,
Mataji. Wasn't he the one that also got the tea log from Srimati Radharani?
Right. Okay. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so I don't remember fully. So yes, he got a special tilak from Radharani.
Yeah. And Lalita.
Okay. So one of the associates of Radharani, so she put up tilak and he manifested that in this world. And his guru said, you have accepted another guru. So he got angry. There was a controversy there. Yeah, so these are amazing pastimes. So when we hear these pastimes, we get the faith. His guru, yeah.
And he was very angry.
Wow.
And he came all the way to Vrindavan test because he heard the rumor that he has taken initiation
Yes, Gopal and Desh Prabhu.
You mentioned that one should follow the fourth criteria principle in channeling. So can you just
elaborate? Fourth regulative principle. How to follow fourth regulative principle internally and externally. Is that right? Internally, okay. Externally, everyone knows. But actually, in pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it's described that there, in the pastime of Chota Haridas, he was in renounced order. And one time, Bhagwan Acharya sent him to get some rice from an elderly Vaishnavi, Madhavi Devi, I think, sister of Shikhi Maiti. Right, yeah, elderly lady. So he went there, and Mahaprabhu could understand that he has he associated with opposite gender in an inappropriate way. So he did not forgive him. Although all the Vaishnavas came to Mahaprabhu to ask him to forgive Chota Haridas. And later, after 1 year, Chota Haridas committed suicide. So that pastime actually very nicely explains that we have to be very careful, as that's what I was mentioning also, especially those people who are in renounced order. That's why it is said, in this age especially, of course, renounced order is very fast. You can make spiritual progress very fast. But this is Kali Yuga. So we have to be very careful. So that's why Grihastha Ashram is considered a safe path. You know, you are safe. So externally, I think it's Yajnavalkya who gives that verse about celibacy. I don't remember that verse. But there are 8 things which constitute pure celibacy. So talking to women or opposite gender intimately when it's not required, you know, when it's not about service, that's also considered kind of fall down. So it's very subtle. You may not, you know, may not be engaging in illicit activity physically, but these things also constitute a fall down, mental fall down. And then what to speak of thinking within the mind. So first we have to externally purify our behavior. Then internally also it will go. That's the process of Cheto Darpan Marjanam. So more and more we hear about Krishna and we chant his holy name with attention, we'll develop attraction for Krishna's attributes. Then we won't be attracted to material world and these inappropriate dealings within material world. So that's the process of purification. So internally we get purified, we can get rid of these thoughts and bad impressions from this past by developing attraction for Krishna. And there is only one way, it's called Bhakti Yoga, hearing and chanting. Nasht prayashvabhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. And the verse before that, shinvatam swakatha krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasto yabhadrani vidunoti suhitsatam. So all these abhadras, these imperfections, impurities within our heart, you know, all these bad thoughts and these are impurities. Just by hearing about Krishna's activities and his qualities, his glories, Krishna will himself cleanse those. We can't do anything. As we were discussing, we're a tiny, infinitesimal soul. We can't do anything. So Krishna will do it. We just have to expose ourselves to these Krishna katha in good association. Okay, I think we'll end here. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande.